I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Thursday Turkey needs to do more to fight the Islamic State and to control its borders. He also said Turkey has agreed in principle to join the U.S.-led airstrikes against the militants.
That's only one part of what we need Turkey to do, and what Turkey has indicated some willingness to do. We need them also as a neighbor to this conflict zone, as a longtime NATO ally and a responsible member of the anti-ISIL coalition, to control the border, the long border.
Islamic State fighters and equipment have been able to cross into Iraq and Syria from Turkey. A South Sudanese journalist has been shot dead 3 days after President Salva Kiir threatened to kill reporters who, in his words, work against the country. Unidentified gunman killed Peter Moy of the Nation newspaper near the paper's offices in Juba. Colleagues said it appeared to be a targeted attack, as the attackers did not take Moy's money or cell phone. There was no immediate comment from police or from the government. U.S. State Department called on Juba to expeditiously and thoroughly investigate the incident. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has placed his military on high alert and declared a quasi-state of war in frontline areas after North and South Korea exchanged artillery fire near the border. Pyongyang has made similar declarations in the past. Tensions come amid ongoing annual joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises. This is VOA News. Ceremonies held today at the Bangkok shrine hit by this week's bombing, which left 22 dead. Authorities have stepped up security patrols at other tourist sites and areas across the capital, though investigators appear to have made few solid leads in who conducted the attack or why. Pakistan's foreign ministry is refusing comment on reports the United States is blocking a foreign aid disbursement because Islamabad allegedly made insufficient headway fighting the Haqqani terrorist network. Ayesha Tanzim has our report.
If the Obama administration does not certify to the U.S. Congress that Pakistan's military operations have significantly damaged the Haqqani network, it will hold up the next payment of coalition support funds. This is the money reimbursed to Pakistan for actions that helped the U.S. military in Afghanistan. Pakistan's Dawn newspaper reported Thursday the United States found Pakistan's operations against the Haqqanis inadequate. The U.S. Embassy in Islamabad did not respond to requests for a comment on Thursday. Aisha Tanzim, Islamabad.
A new bailout in hand, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras abruptly resigned, calling for snap elections on September the 20th, just 7 months after taking office. After months of contentious negotiation with Greece's creditors, Tsipras agreed to more tax increases and pension cuts. It is something he said he would not do, but did to win approval for a new $95 billion bailout with the support of opposition lawmakers. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter says medical tests are revealing that he has melanoma, that is a form of cancer usually associated with the skin. Mr. Carter says the disease has spread from his liver to his brain.
And I was pleasantly surprised that that I didn't go into an attitude of despair or anger or anything like that. I was just completely at ease.
Mr. Carter says he is still planning to teach Sunday school this weekend at his church in the hometown of Plains, Georgia, like he has done almost every Sunday since he left office as president in 1981. U.S. weather experts say this past July was the hottest month ever recorded, and that 2015 will almost certainly break a record for the warmest year. The global temperature since January was 0.85 degrees above the 20th century average. Areas that saw unusually hot weather in July included Western Europe, Austria, that is, as well as Britain, France, the Netherlands, also the Middle East. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.